broadcasting live from the Central City Radio Studios in Tempe, Arizona. It's the Jacqueline Nicole Show with your host, Jacqueline Nicole, on King FM, a Central City radio station.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the Jacqueline Nicole Show. I'm so blessed and appreciated that you would take your time out of your day to open your mind and your heart and invite me and my guests into your world. So a little bit about this show. I have a heart for encouraging young women and really just inspiring them to be the woman that they were born and created to be. I know that, you know, in today's society, our culture always talks about finding yourself, and everyone's on a journey to find themselves. But I really liked how a pastor by the name of Levi Lesko had a little bit of a different perspective on this subject. And he was saying, which I totally agree with, that sometimes when we get so focused on finding ourselves, that could actually be bad advice. And the reason why I say that that could be bad advice is the Bible talks about how our hearts can be wicked just because we live in a fallen world. And so I feel like the best way to find out your true identity is when you get to know who God is and his character and you find out who he is in the Bible. That's when you really discover who you are, because the Bible is going to talk about your identity in God and the purpose of why you were created. And I feel like when you can tap into that, it's not so much of you having to change who you are, but it's really God revealing to you the real you. And it's just the, you know, the broken things in this world that try to attach themselves to us to kind of weigh us down and to make us feel bummed out or sad, or if we have like a negative perspective on life just because things that around us can be so shaky. I think that, you know, those are the things that fall off of us. The closer that we get to the Lord, the more peace and joy and fulfillment we have in our everyday lives. And so I like to invite other encouraging women that I feel, you know, are great examples for women to follow who do amazing things in their community, or just by being themselves, they have such a light and this positive energy about them where they just, you know, they walk in the grace that God has blessed them, and they're so beautiful and they're such a light to this world. And one of the most amazing women I know that's such a light everywhere that she goes, she just has this smile that just lights up a room, and her, the way that she speaks, the way that she carries herself and her demeanor is so classy. It's so bold and strong and beautiful. And her name is Miranda Dawson.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for, you know, considering coming on the show.
Of course.
And taking time out of your day, because I know that you are a busy wife mm-hmm. and mother.
Yes.
You are an entrepreneur.
Yes.
So this woman is, she's such a business lady, and she's so smart with all of her business endeavors. And I love it, because I personally have always been someone that had more than one dream. And I always thought, you know, why not go and pursue, you know, all the dreams in your heart if you can make it work, and, mm-hmm. You know, if you can still be a blessing to other people while you're achieving your dreams. And I think you're just such a perfect role model for women on that.
Well, thank you. I think just what you just said, what I have found is when I pursue different things, I find that they actually all interconnect
right.
in a way. So you do have like your main purpose, but that can come like in different avenues and in different ways. And, you know, so the way I started, just step by step, each endeavor, each thing that I do actually prepared me for the next step.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, don't be afraid to try all kinds of things.
I think that's awesome. You know, and I really love to encourage women to be themselves, because they feel like, you know, we have enough things in society and with magazines or media, or, you know, just the perception of women is always telling women you're not enough.
Mm-hmm.
You don't look pretty enough. You're not tall or short or thin or, you know, heavy enough for whatever you want to do to accomplish in life. It's just this constant bombardment of you're just not enough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it's sad because I see so many women, they try to change themselves to look like someone else. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's really beautiful when you can be the best version of yourself, mm-hmm. and not a second-rate version of somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, because you're an original.
Yeah. And I think that's just part of life's journey. I feel like we'll, you know, go through that and we'll grow out of it, but then there's still that constant struggle, even though you know who you are, to fall back into those old patterns. So I do feel like it's something that you just constantly have to battle and resist, because it is coming at you in so many avenues every single day. And I'd like to point out that I feel like not only does that happen to women, but, you know, men in their own world or kids in their own world are being challenged, you know, not being true to them, and, you know, society saying that they should be something else as well. So it happens to, you know, the family and individuals, men and women in general. From what you just said, I've worked through a lot of those things to find my voice and to find who I am. I used to be a people pleaser.
Right. Me too.
I still do, but I feel like in a healthy way. Like, I love making people happy, pleasing people. But, you know, before in elementary, I mean, I could see it looking back, even in elementary school, junior high, you know, high school, you're definitely finding yourself. And I definitely would kind of mold into whatever group that I was a part of. And looking back, I actually didn't really enjoy it. Right. I was just doing things because everybody else was doing it. Right. And so, and then as I just got older and just, you know, finding more gifts and talents and things, I just kind of fell out of it. I was just like, you know what, I don't really care. I didn't care that I didn't have all of these different friends to hang out with every single night. You know, I was just fine with those few close ones. You know, being more content with who you are. And what I'm doing now in my life is so different from the person I was 10 or 15 years ago. I would have never dreamed of doing these kinds of things, because some of the stuff that I'm doing is so bold, it would have never have flied with any of the groups I was hanging out with, you know, or things like that. So
100%.
Yeah, so it's been a great journey.
I relate to you a lot, because that's exactly what happened to me when I was little. Mm-hmm. I always had a desire to be liked by everybody. Mm-hmm. And if one person, like 10 people, you know, out of 11, right, could like me, if that one person doesn't like me, I'm like, oh my gosh. And then you will spend all this time and all this energy, mm-hmm. to try to become who that person wants you to be.
Yeah.
But then I find out, if people just right off the bat, if they just decide that they don't like you, there's really nothing that you can do that's going to make them like you. Yeah. You might as well just accept it.
Yeah.
And be content of all the amazing other people who like you, that wants to spend time with you and, mm-hmm. and be yourself.
Yeah.
And I know that you have a really special testimony, and I was hoping that you would be brave and courageous to just share with our viewers a little bit more of, like, who you are, your background, you know, however personal you want to get. And then, you know, our viewers at home can kind of get more of an in-depth, mm-hmm. look into your heart and who you are as a person.
Yeah. Well, I was born and raised in the church, so I've, you know, been taught God and, you know, religion and everything throughout my whole life. So there's never been a point in my life where I did not go to church. So family and church has always been a big part of my life. I grew up in Dallas, Texas. I'm the oldest of three. I have two younger brothers. We moved out. God called us to move out to Arizona, just us. So it's just my parents, my brothers, and myself. So we left our home. We left our family, friends. You know, my parents were born and raised in Texas. Their parents were born. So it's just, that was really hard, and came out here. And we started going to a church, Living Word. And I just kind of went to church because it's just what we did.
Right.
You know, and I enjoyed it. I really did. But I did it because I just didn't know any different. And it wasn't until probably my early 20s, you know, maybe 19, 20, 21, 22, that I started going to church for myself. I just woke up one morning, actually, and was just like, you know, I want to go to the women's ministry. So I started going to women's AM. It's just a morning Bible study for women of all ages. So I just started going to those. And, you know, I joined a young women's table, young women's group. And, you know, met different friends. I got involved in different Bible studies, Daughters of Destiny, which is a young women's Bible study from 20s and 30s, and met different friends and was able to ask questions. And I really just started to find church for me and find out who God was for me. And it was really great, really enjoyable. And it wasn't until I started pursuing God for myself that my purpose stepped in.
Right.
And started realizing, you know, why I was here and the different passions and stuff that I have in my heart. So you know God your whole life, but you don't really, you just know him in your head, you know? And so it wasn't until, you know, my late teens to early adulthood that I found him for myself outside of my parents or friends or, you know, what I was doing before. So that's in a nutshell.
I think that's so important because, you know, people say all the time, like, you can know a lot about a person. You know, if we have like a celebrity or somebody, you know, that we look up to, that maybe we like their personality, we like the way they look or whatever they're doing in life inspires us. We could research them. We could write papers about them in school and study everything, you know, even somebody that maybe had passed, you know, from like anybody, right? Abraham Lincoln or whoever. You can study them and know them with all of like your intelligence, but without really spending time with them and having a personal relationship with them, there's only so much that you can know. Mm-hmm. You're only going to know the surface, and you're only going to know what other people wrote about that person.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's so important about, you know, having a relationship with God. It's really personal, and we can't really piggyback ride on our parents' faith or what we hear on TV, or even when we go to school and we hear friends. You know, I think it's really important just for the health of our soul to discover that ourselves. Because when you have an experience with God, no one can really argue with you because it was an experience that you and him mm-hmm. had
yeah.
that no one else shared. And that really can't be argued because
yep.
it's personal.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So I'm so excited to talk more with you about all of the cool things that you have going on in your life and kind of pick your brain a little bit more on some different topics that we have coming up. So we do have to go to commercial break, but we will talk with you soon.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time home buyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us, you know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. but now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. If you were not with us last segment, I have the beautiful and talented and super cool girl. Her name is Miranda Dawson.
Hi.
And we were just kind of sharing a little bit about, you know, some of the things that as women that we face in life. And one of the things that I was talking about is how, you know, sometimes as women we can feel like we're just never enough. And, you know, I see the desire in women, and including myself, because this was something that I battled a lot, especially when I was in my early 20s. It was a real big issue with me. And, you know, always wanting to be someone else because you're just not happy with who you are. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were talking about when you experience God for yourself and you have a relationship with God for yourself and you open up His Word, when you know His character, you start to realize who you are, because the Bible is always talking about your identity and your purpose and why, you know, God made you and all the things that He has in store for you. And I feel like when we really can tap into that, that's when we know who we are and we're able to walk more in confidence and boldness and be content and comfortable in our own skin.
Yeah.
And with the last guest that we had on the show, and this was last Monday, her name was Sabrina, and she was just talking about the power of forgiveness and how when we forgive, you know, it sets us free. And the only way that she was able to utilize forgiveness in her marriage and in her personal, you know, storms in life was because she trusted God. Because it's really hard, you know, if we don't know God for ourselves, to trust Him. Because we can't mm-hmm. trust anything we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would go for, you know, anybody, whether you're a man or a woman. But kind of where we left off, and she, you know, was really helping us just through her personal journey on how she trusts God. And I wanted to ask you just to share your heart with our viewers, your personal experience of trusting in God. And, you know, if there is any times in your life where you felt like maybe it was hard for you to trust in His goodness, especially if you were facing like a trial or tribulation or a storm in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you did struggle with trusting in Him or His goodness, how you were able to overcome that in your personal journey.
Yeah, well, first, you know, trust is something I feel like, at least in my own journey, something that you're always feel like you'll never fully arrive.
Right.
And so it's something that you're constantly growing in, you know, and you may be able to trust God and other areas, and then there's other areas where you're stretched. And so, you know, yes, my answer, you kind of took the words out of my mouth, but yeah, the more that I learn who God is for myself and have that personal relationship with Jesus, it is easier to trust. But you're always growing in trust. So it's okay if you waver in that, you know,
right.
Not to feel condemned. You know, yes, we do need to trust God, but I feel like He has that grace and is always working on us with that trust, you know.
Right.
And so finding those little things that you can trust Him with really good, and then letting those same, you know, steps help you through the big trials. So I guess myself, I mean, I don't really have some huge big horrible thing that happened to me where I had to really lean on God. You know, I know that my journey is still going and I'm still gonna experience stuff, especially now with having a family. But I would say, you know, my most recent one is I'm recently married. We have a 1-year-old son, and so trusting God, because I have from a young age wanted a relationship, you know, probably from like my early 20s, all of a sudden it just sparked in me. And I'm like, what is this thing? Like, I wasn't even worried about that.
Right.
And I was going to college and, you know, just discovering, you know, myself. And it was just this passion, this desire. And so all the relationships that I've had from then on, the purpose was to find out, you know, my mate and who I was going to marry and who I was going to be with. So, you know, my last two boyfriends before my husband that I have now, I thought I was going to marry.
Right.
And so recently, you know, the one that I had, you and I discussed before my husband, we dated for 2.5 years, and that's where I thought it was going. And so I guess when that broke off, I was severely let down and disappointed, and not mad at God, but just why? Like, you know, we met in the church. We believed the same things. You know, he liked my family. I liked his family. I had close friends in the church say, oh, I feel God on this. You know, this is a great. I like this. And it really just encouraged me. And I thought it was from God. Like, oh, these are just all signs, you know. And so when it didn't work out, I was very let down. And, you know, I still don't have a clear, like, there's still probably some pieces of that puzzle that I don't fully understand as to why it didn't work out. But what I do know is, like, you know, we have free will. So God may put people in your life, whether it be a friend or a boyfriend or what, you know, what have you. And we have to walk that out too.
Right.
You know, so if, you know, God may say these two people are good and compatible together, but we have to make that work too, you know. And so I thought I was putting in way more effort than the other party.
Right.
And so it's not God's fault that he ran from the situation or ran from maybe that good opportunity that God had put in front of us. So I had to just come to accept that, like, you know, if God wants his best for me, he wasn't just being mean or he wasn't just trying to trip me up. You know, he wasn't trying, you know, that wasn't, there was something. It was for purpose. There was a reason for that. You know, whether it was just supposed to be a divine friendship or a marriage, I don't know. But we also have control, you know, over that relationship. And so, you know, he was the one that obviously decided to, you know, leave and run from that. So that's not my fault. That's his own journey, and that's his own thing that he has to deal with God. You know, that good opportunity that he might have run from.
Right.
So I guess that would be my encouraging message is, you know, we do have free will. So that other person that may have hurt you, instead of asking God why, because, okay, if you know God's good and you know he just wants good for you, then, okay, there must be something on my part or the other party's part.
Right.
And that kind of, you know, helps shake off the God blaming that we do sometimes, you know, blaming God for our problems because, you know, he wants good for us, but we live in a fallen world. There's bad people. We choose bad things, even good people, even this Christian man that I thought, you know, I would marry one day.
Right.
So there's just all those different factors that kind of go into it. And so, yeah.
I think
that's what I learned.
That's an amazing lesson.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it's so easy for us to get disappointed when things that, you know, our heart is set on don't come through the way that we desire, the way that we imagine it.
Yeah.
And especially as women, you know, I think it's really important that we trust and believe in the goodness of God, and we expect his goodness in every situation, because, you know, we are his daughters and we are beloved daughters of the King. And you know, if you look at it as an earthly father, because I know, you know, some of us may not have had the earthly dad that maybe we desire to have, but a good father is supposed to look out for the best interests of his children. So anybody who has kids, you know, there is a scripture in the Bible, and it's in Matthew and in Luke, but it says, you know, if a son was to come to a father and ask, you know, for fish, that the dad's not going to trick him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so when we come to our parents and we ask them for something, they're not going to turn around and trick us with something evil.
Yeah.
And that scripture is talking about that if, you know, we being in this fallen world, you know, which are considered, you know, we have sin on us, if we as parents would give a good gift to our children, how much more would our Heavenly Father give a good gift, especially if we're coming to Him and we're asking Him?
Yeah.
And I think, too, is like, you know, when you ask your parent for something, you also have to be content in your heart that they may say no. And we may not understand the reasons why that they're saying no, but I know, like, for instance, if my dog was to, like, really want, you know, to have a bowl instead of water, he wants Windex. Am I being mean? Because I'm like, you know, no, that's not a good idea because that's going to kill you. Mm-hmm. Maybe to him and his dog brain would be like, oh, my gosh, that's, like, such a really tasty treat. I like the color. I like the smell. I don't know what would entice or intrigue him, mm-hmm. but it would be mean of me to give my dog, or if I had a child, every single thing that person wanted, because that's not a loving father, you know? And it's the love in us that corrects. It's the love in us that protects, mm-hmm. because that, you know, if God is our shield and our high tower and our place of refuge, we come to Him for safety, and He's always going to look out for our best interests. And, you know, I think it's really important, too, when you are looking for somebody to marry, to be equally yoked. So you may be, you know, the Bible talks about that. You may even believe in the same things, but you could be on two different journeys.
Yeah.
And have two totally different ideas mm-hmm. of God.
Yeah.
And of what you believe.
Yeah. And it could cause conflict if you guys did get together. So even though, you know, and yeah, I mean, the two guys that I dated that I thought I was going to marry before my husband now, they were good guys.
Right.
They weren't bad people. You know, they were Christians, but we were not equally yoked. And they had a different, you know, view of life and had different things going on. And, you know, they say that they wanted marriage, and they say that they would say all the right things. And I wasn't a type of person that was necessarily bringing it up, you know, at every turn. But every now and then, you know, we would just have relationship check-ins. Like, how is this going? Are we wasting each other's time? You know, like, do we see this going somewhere? Is there potential there? Like, you know, and I wasn't always the one that had brought it up. They actually had brought it up, too. So I thought everything was good and on the same page. But, you know, their actions were showing differently. And the people around you, too, will tell you, you know, my parents said that. But you just kind of throw out everything that you know because you're in love and, you know. But if you're working so hard to make it work, then it's not working.
Right.
You know? And not that it's supposed to be easy, but it is supposed to be a 50-50 exchange. And it's not just about men and women, too. It's just about, I mean, even if a girlfriend, you know, you're just pursuing this girlfriend, calling them all the time, wanting them to hang out all the time, and they don't reciprocate. I mean, you know, so that's just, the signs were there. You just chose to ignore them.
Right. Absolutely.
Because you wanted to make it work. And so that was my mistake, is trying so hard to put so much effort into it. And that was kind of my fault, too, as to why I was hurt so much.
Right.
Because I put so much to it, and I shouldn't have.
Right.
I should have just, you know, I mean, you were nice and you do your part, but you allow them to, you know, give some back too, and then that way you don't have so much to lose because you didn't just offer everything, you know,
right,
all your time and energy, and you know, big letdown,
especially right before, you know, because you're not married to them.
Yeah.
And I think that what has helped me so much too is you know, putting all of my fountains in the Lord, like putting all of my heart and all of my trust in my relationship with God and being fulfilled in His love for me. Because when we walk around and our love tank is to mm-hmm. the full, yeah. right, because of God, because we're spending time with Him, then when we go out into other people,
you won't search it for other people.
Yeah, we're not mm-hmm. looking for other people to fulfill us, because we have that contentment in God, and so we're able to be love to others.
Yeah.
And I want to talk more about this and in your marriage and a lot of the, you know, things that God has taught you in your journey. But we do have to go to commercial break, but we're so excited to talk to you soon.
Hey, dog lovers, do you need someone to look after your pet but don't want to leave your best friend in a cage in some kennel? Turn to Rover. Rover is your one-stop shop for loving, trustworthy dog sitters near you. It's a free online service that connects you with a nationwide network of dog lovers for hire. Just go to comeonover.rover.com. In seconds, you'll be browsing dog sitters in your neighborhood. Search by travel dates or zip code, read reviews, see photos, and find the perfect sitter for your pet. Rover makes the whole process fast and easy. You can hit the road happy, knowing your dog will be treated like family. Plus, every stay is covered by premium insurance and 24/7 support. Now that's peace of mind. Go to comeonover.rover.com right now and get your dog's first night free. That's a $25 value. So join hundreds of thousands of dog lovers who rely on Rover. It's fast, it's easy, and your first night is free. Go to comeonover.rover.com. That's comeonover.rover.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. 800-631-1754. That's 800-631-1754.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you. And you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
You're listening to the Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Jacqueline Nicole Show. And we are just so appreciated that you would take the time out of your day to open your hearts and your minds to us and to let us in your world. If you were not here in the last two segments, I do have a really good friend of mine who, she's so cool. Just if you ever get to meet her in person, she's beautiful, she's talented, she is, has this really, like, you have like the girl next door kind of vibe. Aww. That I always feel. You know, you're just so comfortable and laid back in your own skin. And we were talking about trusting God, especially in relationships and seeking, you know, God's best for us. Mm-hmm. And not settling and really trusting him in the process, because I know that there's so many women who have a desire to get married, especially, you know, how you had a dream in your heart to be a mom and to be a wife and to have a family. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of times we can pursue that in the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And when we pursue it in the wrong way, we could, it's a quick road to disappointment. Mm-hmm. You know? And I know when you were sharing your personal journey, I wanted to kind of ask you, if you wouldn't mind sharing with the viewers, like, when you were waiting on God, you know, to bring the right person into your life, what did your wait look like and trusting in him look like? Because I think so many times women will just pursue relationship after relationship after relationship because they're trying to get, like, fed. They want to feel loved. They want to feel accepted, but mm-hmm. they're doing it in the wrong way, because first and foremost, you need to be pursuing God with all of your heart, all of your mind, all of your spirit, because mm-hmm. he's going to feed your soul mm-hmm. the way that no other person can. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
when we're looking to Him to be full, then we're able to not only be ourselves, but then we can go out in situations and be loved to other people, mm-hmm. and trust God in the process instead of looking to every person to fill that hole.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, whatever you feel comfortable to share with the women out there who may be struggling in these areas,
mm-hmm.
Just on your own personal testimony and journey.
Yeah. Well, first, I think it's important to understand, at least for me, why do I have this strong desire in my heart, you know? And I actually, you know, read a lot on love and relationships and finding out my own talents and giftings and stuff. And because sometimes you'll make mistakes. What I learned is you can look at your mistake or your mess and find your gifting in it.
Right.
You know? And so, you know, what helped me was God put that desire in me to have a family. God put that desire in me to have a marriage. And, you know, why? Because He's relational. And He wants out of our relationship, you know, what I then want to extend and get out of, you know, the relationship with a man and, you know, friends or, you know, your child and have that family because, you know, God, that's who He is. So, oh, wow. So I learned, okay, that's who God is. That's who He created me mm-hmm. to be. And He put those desires in my heart. So they're not bad. So pursue them. Pursue them to the fullest. And like you say, you just have to find the right people to give them to. So my wait didn't look like I was waiting.
Right.
I mean, you know, I made a lot of mistakes and relationship mistakes. Like I said, you know, none of the guys were super bad guys. They were just the wrong guys.
Right.
And so when my relationship ended before I was with my husband, you know, just severely devastated, confused, disappointed. And so when I, you know, I didn't feel like dating. I was kind of like typical, oh, I'm just not going to date and, you
right.
know, whatever. But inside I really did. So, you know, when I met my husband, I didn't know it. I was just set up on a blind date with another couple, you know.
Oh,
and
funny.
So, yeah. And, you know, I didn't really like him at first. You know, I thought he was cute, but I didn't really, you know, it was just friends. It was very casual. And, you know, I just prayed and I was just like, you know, God, I want to, if, you know, once we did start dating, I want to know that He's the one, like, fast, like now, like tomorrow, you know? Not that I want to marry Him,
right.
you know, at that moment, but just for myself, I want to know so I don't waste any more time. You know, I had two broken hearts before. I did not want to get hurt again. And, you know, so I just had such a different attitude than I had with my other relationships that I had. Very laid back, just kind of whatever. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. I wasn't desperate.
Right.
I wasn't chasing it. And like I had before, I had a completely attitude change. You know, now, of course, I was still myself, you know, still giving, but just allowing for that reciprocation and, you know, for it to naturally take place. And I just, how I knew was I was just never, it was just different from mm-hmm. the past, you know, relationships that I had. So I was never pursued the way that I was pursued by him, my husband. He engaged in every aspect of my life. He'd visit me at work. He would, you know, engage to my clients. My family, you know, come to church with me because we went to different churches when we met. And I'll never forget, I was actually in Hawaii with a girlfriend single trip when I started dating, you know, my husband. And he invited my parents out to dinner without me, just alone. And they talked for like, I think 2 or 3 hours without me.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I'll never forget
awesome.
My mom texting me because I asked her how it went, you know, and she said, basically just kind of telling me that she approved of him. And my parents have never said we have approved of any guy that I've ever dated.
Oh,
so they've said nice things about the guys that I've dated. You know, they're nice and, you know, whatever. But whenever I ask them, oh, for you, they're not, we don't think so, you know.
Right.
And so that was actually something that really resonated with me because I'm close with my parents. It's not, I trust where they are spiritually and I trust mm-hmm. them. And so when they said that, that kind of was it for me. Not that I was trying to do what my parents
wanted me to do.
Right.
But for them just to say that to me was just huge, you know, because I know, I trust that they have my best interest at heart. And so it just kind of, and then once we knew, we were like, well, why wait? So we ended up getting married really fast. We got married, we met, dated, engaged, married in 6 months.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, that's definitely not like advice for everybody to just do that. I mean, you want to do, but the reason why it worked for me and him is we both had past relationships pursuing marriage and pursuing, you know, what we wanted. We really had a clear understanding of what we did and did not want. And because of the things that lined up, and because I was in prayer, and because I was, you know, actively asking, is this the one? Is this the one? I need to know. I need to know. I was confident when I did know that it was the right thing. And I was able to take a step back and be clear-headed and think about it, because I wasn't as emotionally involved yet, you know, like I was with my past boyfriends. And I wasn't chasing it like I was before. It just felt, it was just way different.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, when you, you know, so
that's, I think that is so, that's so awesome, especially because when we're pursuing God and we have God involved,
yeah,
you can't go wrong, because God is your heavenly Father and mm-hmm. He loves you. So when you're pursuing God and asking Him for His best and you trust Him, mm-hmm. you can be content. Like, I love, God has brought me to this place, and I really love encouraging women in this area, is really being content. Content in who you are, the gifts and the talents that God has given you. Content in today. You know, especially if we have a dream or a desire to be married one day, those are good dreams and those desires are from God. But a lot of times when He puts those dreams and desires in our hearts, it doesn't mean tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I think that I used to kind of get that wrong about God, because I naturally, when I have a desire in my heart to do something, I'm like, let's get it done now. Like, I'll go get all the materials we need. Like, I'm like, start to finish, we're doing it. That's mm-hmm. just my personality. Like, I won't sit down and start thinking of all the things that could go wrong, because my mind is already to the victory. Mm-hmm. And, you know, God has led me to a place of being content with today. And there are things on the horizon that He may have in store for all of us, you know, but there's a journey to that, and He's mm-hmm. always preparing us today for our future. Mm-hmm. And when we can bloom where we're planted and being content. So when you were talking about not, you know, taking all of your energy into something and pursuing that, you were pursuing God because you were asking Him and you were trusting in Him and you had your parents' approval.
Yeah.
And I think it's important, because, you know, when we feel like we're in love with somebody and we have like this fog over our eyes and our heart because we care nothing else about, you know, that person, the people around us who love us and who care about us will see who we are and how we act when we're around that person.
Yeah.
And if that person is going to be a blessing mm-hmm. and a compliment to your life and not be a stumbling block or
yeah.
lead you into sin or temptation or
yeah.
or maybe just not be the right fit. You
but
know?
Just make sure that those people are good people and
right.
have your
absolutely
and have your best interests at heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really depends,
yeah.
you know, who you're asking. Are you asking your coworkers that
yeah.
may their values and morals are completely different
mm-hmm.
from yours? Or are
mm-hmm.
you asking trusted people in your life, like your parents or
yeah.
close friends?
Yeah.
So we do have amazing things to talk about in your personal life, because you're an entrepreneur, you're a career woman, a wife, a mother, a model,
mm-hmm.
and I'm so excited to talk to you about those things. You're
okay.
so fun to talk to you about it, but
thank
we
you.
Have to go to commercial break, so when we come back, we will jump in again.
Okay.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've looked at other website designers. There's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days, free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously. seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Call 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565, 855-672-1565. That's 855-672-1565.
This is Alice Lotto with the Chips and Salsa Show, and I want to tell you about our newest Chips and Salsa sponsor, the Jablonski Real Estate Group. I personally know this dynamic husband and wife team, Jessica and Jeffrey Jablonski. Their team consists of specialists in each area of the business, with agents that specialize in first-time homebuyers, investors, luxury, etc. Their goal is to meet all your real estate needs. I'd recommend Jessica and Jeffrey to anyone looking to buy or sell. Maybe you're like us. You know, you're not really thinking of selling your home. You can still connect with them and weigh your options. It's always good to know your home values, and you never know what the future may hold. Check out their website, jrealestategroup.com. There's also another real estate, azhomevalueestimate.com, which is really cool because you put your address in and you get an instant estimated value. Try it. Call Jessica or Jeffrey at the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. That's the Jablonski Real Estate Group, 480-420-3777. Tell them the Chips and Salsa crew sent you.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. 800-245-1375. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-1375.
You're listening to The Jacqueline Nicole Show on the Central City Radio Network.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in again tonight on The Jacqueline Nicole Show. My name is Jacqueline, and I have an amazing guest with me. Her name is Miranda Dawson. And we were talking about relationships. And, you know, when we put God first in, you know, our heart's desires, how he will lead us down the right path and even heal our hearts through disappointments, especially when we kind of get off, you know, track a little bit, and just the importance of it. And so I know now you are married, and I know, met your husband. He's an amazing guy. I'm so happy that you married him because he's just so loving and kind.
Well,
and
thanks.
I love so how too. He treats you. He's a good dad.
Yes, he is.
And, you know, before we get, I want to talk to you about some personal questions, but just to kind of end where we were talking about last segment about trusting in God. So now that you guys are married, you know, how do you feel that trusting in God has just, having a relationship, you know, helps us trust in him, but how do you feel like that has helped you and your husband now that you are married and you're raising a family, you know, as opposed to, you know, if you weren't putting him in your relationship?
Well, we're new in our marriage. We've only been, you know, we'll be married 2 years in August. So we haven't, I guess, had any super big storms, but we've had a lot of changes. Believe it or not, we got married, we went on a honeymoon, and we have a honeymoon baby.
Aww.
So our son, Layton, is just turned a year. He's like 13 months now. And we moved out of our house, you know, into an apartment because the Lord put it on our heart to get out of debt. And so really just revisioning our finances and trying to get that in order. And so we're just starting to just plan and dream, you know, where we want to be. You know, my husband's a police officer for Tempe. And so, you know, when he can retire actually in 6 years. So what is that going to look like when he's done? And what does he want to do? And what do I want to do? And so just kind of visioning what we want our lives to look like in that 6 to 10 year span. And so, you know, I know we'll have challenges, you know, that come. And I guess the trust right now is just trusting that, you know, he will keep us together and that he will, you know, see us through whatever challenges we do have. And I think as long as he continues to pursue his individual relationship, I pursue my individual relationship, you know, and we do it different ways. I have different things that I do. He has different things that he does, you know, but as long as we're both still working on that, because it changes, you know, I'm not able to do what I'm doing. I guess my God time or what I had time to do when I was single is different now than when I'm married and have a baby. So really trying to fit that in and these different avenues, you know, different time slots and stuff.
Right.
It's challenging, you know, but that personal time that I did have that I really dove into totally prepared me and for this season. And so, you know, he just basically been saying, don't get discouraged, you know, and don't feel at fault because things are changing, you know, but just do what you can. So I just do what I can,
right.
You know. And so as long as you just keep those relationships going, then, you know, you guys can come together on those issues and trust that he's hearing from God and that I'm hearing from God and can make those decisions. So
that's so important, especially because I know how busy you are. And so for the viewers at home that don't know, you have so many things going on.
Yeah.
You are a professional model, so you've been modeling for, I don't know how long that you've been doing it, but as long as I've known you, you've had a modeling career, and you also do makeup and hair.
Yes.
And you're also a health consultant, which I love the vitamins because I buy them, so.
Yes.
You know, if you just want to share with us, like, you know, your passions, like, why are you doing some of those things, and how, you know, how do you find time, especially for those busy moms who, you know, they could be recently married, or maybe they've been married for a long time, but they have, you know, desires in their heart to start their own business or career, and they're a mom. Like, how do you balance it all, and, you know, how did you get those desires to do what you're doing now?
Yeah. So I went to beauty school when I was in high school. I went during my junior and senior year. So I graduated high school and beauty school at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And so I did go to college, like just a community college for 4 or 5 years. And hair really helped me through that. You know, I started out just assisting, apprenticing, you know, stylists. And I just loved it. You know, I actually didn't even know that's what I wanted to do. I just did it in school because it was free.
Right.
And I figured, well, what the heck? Like, because I have always been someone that's dabbled in so many things.
Right.
So I had a hard time choosing a career path or something to focus on. So I just did it because I was interested in it and I ended up being good at it. So I just did it. And it really put me in a great place because I am self-employed. You know, I make my own appointments. I rent a, you know, a station at a salon. So it's perfect for family life. I, you know, I'm able to make my own hours, make my own schedule, and do what works for me, especially now with having a family and having a child. I only work 3 days a week right now.
That's nice.
And, you know, the makeup and hair just kind of go together. I started when I was single. I was doing so many different kinds of projects with hair and makeup. In Arizona, there's a big art community, photographers, designers. So I met a lot of amazing designers and talented people doing hair and makeup for models and different shows and stuff, and just meeting so many different contacts. And I clicked with a photographer. He asked me to start doing a lot of gigs that he was doing with him because we worked well together. And so that's kind of what pushed the modeling career out.
Oh, wow.
So I just fell into that. You know, I didn't even try to but it was fun. I liked it. And it just kind of all went together, you know, in the beauty industry. The health stuff is just connected to what I do, you know. Health has been something that's been of interest to me, and the makeup line that I use and sell has a skincare and health line. So just that kind of all intermixes together. But over the years, like when I was single and really pursuing God, he did put on a lot of different desires in my heart and really developed a lot of talents in me that I didn't think were talent, like I'd never thought.
Right.
So one of them is being, having a vocal voice on issues that affect our culture and society, which is big because I was that passive people pleaser, you know, before, and so never wanted to say anything that rocked the boat. And now I say so many things that rock the boat, and I don't even care.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't, and it's so freeing. It's so freeing to just know what you're saying is purposeful, and there's truth in it, and it's spirit-led, and not caring what people think. And anyway, so he's developed writing talents in me. I love to write. I've done a lot of research on marriage, family, relationships, and that's connected now to what I'm into now, which is politics. I never thought I'd be interested in politics and history and, you know, all of these different things that kind of go together, but they do kind of go together.
Right.
You know, the social issues of our world are directly connected to family and marriage and kids, and
absolutely.
So just having that kind of foundation and knowledge, you know, I can definitely, you know, it kind of, the two worlds mesh together, so I can see what God was doing, preparing me and giving me a good foundation for his desire of a family, his desire of a marriage, and now countering that society and that culture that is direct conflict with his purpose for us. And so I'm super passionate about that. I currently write for a blog. I volunteer write for a man named Kevin Jackson. He has a blog called The Black Sphere.
Oh, wow.
BlackSphere, I think. And it's, so I write for him part-time. And then my mom and I actually are starting a blog. I've always dabbled in blogs. So my mom and I are starting one where we can kind of have, you know, our voice, because she's passionate about, she loves history and loves different stuff. So combining, you know, our passions together, and just really, you know, I just have a message. I have a message on my heart and I want to get it out. And I don't care. I just, you know, it's a great, I'm loving this time right now. And it's perfect because of my home life. I can do it from online and, you know.
That is incredible. Yeah. I am so inspired by you, because I've always, you know, had the heart of many different dreams, and I think it's amazing when God gives us those gifts and talents, and when we walk in, you know, our purpose and our calling that he has for us, we really can bloom and, you know, make a positive difference. And you're leaving a legacy for your son and for, you know, the other women who look up to you, and you're such an amazing role model.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm so excited that you're on my show, because with all the things you have going on, I definitely want to put links on my blog so the viewers can connect with you in hair, makeup, health, you know, politics, everything that you have going on, that they could just get to know you more, and especially
great.
Get encouraged, you know, if they have similar dreams in their heart.
Yes.
So I'm sad that we have to end the show.
We could talk for hours.
I know, it feels like it goes by so fast.
Yeah.
But you can always check out the podcast on www.centralcityradio.com. When you click on podcast, there's the Jacqueline Nicole Show, and there you could listen to this episode or anyone else I had on the show. So thank you so much for tuning in. We pray that you have a blessed night, and we'll see you next Monday.